On this episode of the Leadersmith Podcast, I'm going to be talking about the best piece of leadership advice that you've been given. This is a follow-up from last Twitter Tuesday, and we're going to begin in just a moment.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so last Twitter Tuesday, I was on a leadership forum. I started this forum about 2 months ago. It's facebook.com/groups/learnleadership. Learn leadership as one word, and you're welcome to join us. So on this forum, people just talk about ideas about leadership. They post ideas or questions to the group and get feedback or put leadership quotes or that kind of thing. And I pretty ruthlessly keep people on track about leadership because people want to come and spam, and I don't tolerate that because I want to think about ahas. I've actually gotten quite a few ahas from the forum. At any rate, a few weeks ago, I posted this: what is the best piece of leadership advice you've been given? And I got a lot of really good answers. And along the way, it generally broke down into two main camps. There was a group that was saying, listen, I mean, just listen. And the other group was somewhat of a lead by example kind of group. And you'll see certain themes emerge as we talk about it again. And I'm just going to pick up where we left off. And I think the last one was Mike Glasson saying, anticipate the next move. And I was talking about Greenleaf. You can go back to that last episode if you want to hear that. Okay, from there, Michael Dux, D-U-X, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, he said, own everything in your environment. Now, that could go one of two ways. I think he means own, like take responsibility for everything, not be in charge of or, you know, control everything in a micromanager kind of way, but own everything. So let's just assume that it's to take responsibility. I've never known a great leader who hasn't had this mentality of I am responsible. I am responsible. I mean, it's you have to be hyper responsible. Nobody is successful by just passing the buck and blaming everybody else. And oh, society's to blame and the world's to blame, and I don't have any responsibility. If you do that, you won't be a good leader. But great leaders are responsible for their environment. Now, next one, Bill Littleton said, remember where you come from. I love that. Remember where you come from. And I did get to this one. Because in the last one, I remember talking about this, remember where you come from. I had a student that, you know, said, if you want to, you know, not shipwreck yourself later as a leader, just remember what it was like not to have that power, not to be in charge, not to have the responsibility of leadership and the perks that go with it. Okay, Royston Marple said, get out of the way. That's right. Your job is to equip your people and then get out of the way and let them do it. It's not to do it. It's not to do it for them. It's not to be the best at doing it anymore. Your job, if you're in a leadership position, is to make sure that they have what they need and then let them do it. Get out of the way. Clear the path for them. Now, Bill Cosgrove said, be intentional. I don't know that there's any other way. I mean, if you're just floating down the river and thinking that that's leadership, that's really not. You have to be strategic. Now, that doesn't mean that your strategy doesn't change, because sometimes it will. Sometimes, you know, you have your five-year plan going this way, and, you know, along the way, in year three, this comes up and you decide to divert. That's fine. But be intentional. Make your choices. While you're making your choices, Jay Delancey says, choose your battles. Not everything has equal weight. Okay, and sometimes we pick on this piddly little stuff as if that piddly little stuff is life and death. Just leave that alone. There's a great example I picked up in a book by Bill O'Reilly about Trump, that were Gingrich, I think it was. Maybe it was Gingrich's book about Trump. One of them, Gingrich was talking about how, you know, if you're the president, you have to go after great large size animals, not squirrels. Okay. Like he was talking about as a hunter, you have to focus on the elephants or the moose, not the squirrels. As a leader, You have to focus on the big battles, the things that matter, not the little things. Just leave those little things. Now, I'm not saying broken windows theory, leave little things to deteriorate. I'm not saying that. But as a leader, you have to focus. You have to keep the main thing the main thing. So Jay Delancey's idea of choose your battles, I think, is very right. Peter Birkin says all for one and one for all. And I'm not sure exactly where to go with that, but I will tell you this. I've said for years, and you've heard it if you've listened to these programs, I think that if you're a leader, what you want is their hearts, because if you get their hearts, you get more productivity. You don't get more productivity by saying, you know, let me measure the time that you keep your butt in your chair. It's not like that. But if you want their hearts, if you show them that you get their, that you have their backs, you get their hearts. So that all for one, one for all. If you know that I'm not going to throw you under the bus at the first opportunity to make myself look better, if you know that I'll take care of you like I would take care of myself, you'll get my heart. So, I mean, I think that's a really good example, or a good all for one, one for all, if you take it in that kind of way. Philip Perry says, don't get excited when uncontrollable events happen and just think your way through it. Hey, man, that's great advice. I mean, I don't even know how to improve on that line. Jonathan Watson said, leadership is about people, not projects, paperwork, or even profits. Let me stop there. That's only the first sentence in about a paragraph. Jonathan is exactly right. Leadership's about people. Management is about stuff. It's about being efficient with the stuff. But anytime you're engaging in leadership, it's about people. People, people, people. Only people. Not projects, paperwork, or even profits. Those are the means by which people do whatever they're going to do. And leadership is getting things done through people. Now, let me continue. These later issues aren't unimportant. They are simply not first things. People, customers, supervisors, colleagues, teammates are primary. And then he goes on, and he's a Christian studies professor at Charleston Southern. He says, theologically, this is true because among all the options, only people are made in God's image. That's exactly right. He's hit the nail on the head, A+. A professor should get the A+. But only people are made in God's image. And your view of people, if you view people as made in God's image, you will treat them very differently than if you view them as something other, whether they're a cog in a machine or just some inert matter to be moved around at your pleasure. But if they're made in the image of God and they have hopes and dreams and aspirations just like you do, then you treat them differently. So, Jonathan, well done. Greg Woolley said, pursue your passion. Now, I don't mean it like Disney, but if you just mean if you're doing what you're passionate about, you'll be successful or you're more likely to be successful, absolutely. If you're I don't know anybody who has been successful pursuing something that they're not passionate about. Howard Creasy Jr. says, only ask of others what you have or will do yourself. A leader will not ask to walk through fire if he or she themselves have not done or been willing to do so. And I think that's right. And that's one of the major themes. Lead by example. And the other major theme was listen, that we identified in the last episode. And, you know, that's great advice. Jonathan Forrestall says, not leadership as such, but I worked for a relatively small company selling electrical supplies for a couple years. The owner told me that regardless of who your boss is or the company you are employed by, you ultimately work for yourself. And that's great advice. That's like Jim Rohn talking about, and I just talked about Jim Rohn in another episode recently, in a Notable Quotables episode. Look that one up on leadership. He talks about work harder on yourself than you do at your company. Because as you grow, you expand your capacity, you do more for them, but you're growing yourself. You're growing to that next level. So that's right. You ultimately work for yourself is good, sound advice. It's not exactly leadership, but it's still worth hearing. And even my reply to that was that sounds just like Jim Rohn's advice. Richard Turner said, do your best always and God will give the increase. Amen, Richard. Do your very best work as unto the Lord. Absolutely. I don't know that there's a recipe for getting promoted faster, other than networking maybe, than do your best. And if you're doing your best as unto the Lord, guess what? People notice that you're doing your best. I know that the opposite will not get you there. Be slack. Try to not do everything that you can do. dig in and try to, you know, filibuster a bit and, you know, take extra long coffee breaks is not going to get you promoted. But do your best is great advice. Rick Brewer, listen, learn, then lead. Okay, listen, again, one of the two main themes was listen, learn, then lead. So if you pay attention, if you put it in that order, that's important. If you try to lead before you listen, bad. If you try to lead before you learn, bad. Listen, understand, learn as much as you can, as fast as you can, then apply that and lead. Very good. Thank you, Rick Brewer. Sammy Ray Skaggs says it's going to be tough. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Hey, look, leadership isn't softball. I mean, sometimes you'll get welts for being in that position of leadership. So you have to understand that's true. That's some good advice as well. James Ford said, be a servant to those that you lead. You know, I can't think of a better simple one sentence line than just serve others, serve those that you lead. If you try to be over them or feel like you're in charge or whatever, it's going to just be very different. It's going to create a very different environment than if you just seek to serve. If you seek to serve, the environment that you create will be conducive to leadership, to getting the things done that your people need to get done. If you're trying to go and serve them, you're getting obstacles out of their way and helping them get things done. And by nature, by definition, leadership is about getting things done through others. Okay, Enrique Falio said to James Ford, that's tough to do consistently, but if you get the hang of this, it's a game changer. Enrique, you're exactly right. It is a game changer. It changes everything if you're just seeking first to serve before anything else. Trisha Stahl says, honor the creator in all you do and say. Absolutely. Jacob Sasser says, when you speak, you are only repeating what you already know. When you listen, you can learn something you never knew. And again, this is that other main theme. Listen. I mean, how important it is to listen, how simple it is to listen. But the thing is, we think that we know stuff and we just go on with what we think we know. I've been guilty of it. You've been guilty of it, if you're honest. Joshua Schultz said, be the best version of you as long as it is not oppressing or disrespectful to others. Never apologize for being you. Live life on offense with no expectations of others. Just show empathy and gratitude always. Okay, that's some decent advice. He also says, show me your circle of friends and I will show you your future. Again, that sounds like Jim Rohn, where he's talking about, like, look, if you can show me your five closest friends, I will show you what your net worth is, because it's going to be the average of those five closest friends. You'll hear that one on the second Jim Rohn episode, the one Jim Rohn on success. So the first one I referenced earlier was Jim Rohn on leadership. And the second one was Jim Rohn on success. They're two different episodes. Okay, Brandon Cropper says, you have to work harder and better than those that you want to lead. Again, that's the other main theme. Lead by example. Lead by example and listen. Nathan Schilling says, accept and ask for feedback, even if it's bad feedback or good feedback. And that's right. You know, I don't like bad feedback. I mean, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm also going to say this. If you're listening to this, could you please provide feedback about the episode? I'd appreciate it if you'd even go to Apple and write a review, because that would help me help others and magnify the influence, if you're willing to do that. But if you're not willing to do that, that's fine. Just give me some feedback. Now, what I know about feedback is I like to hear good feedback, but I grow when I hear negative feedback. When you say, Dr. Gerdes, I didn't understand what you were saying because you spoke too fast. And that's a habit. Believe me, this is me trying to slow down. I just get excited about what I'm talking about. And I have a handicap of being from New Jersey, where we already speak remarkably rapidly. Or if you said, look, you know, I couldn't hear because the sound wasn't right or whatever. And some people have given me feedback that have helped me adjust. Otherwise, I would still be doing the same bad thing again and again. So it's the bad feedback that helps you grow. As much as you like good feedback, the bad feedback is what you need more than anything else. Okay. Next one, Dave May, shut up and listen. that sounds like Dave. Shut up and listen. Again, listen is the second main theme. And so Enrique says, always walk the talk. Actions speak louder than words. Absolutely. This is that leading by example. Bernard Clemens says, get it in writing. Well, I'm not sure that that's leadership, but that is outstanding business advice. Just get it in writing. Just make sure everybody knows what it is and we have a documented record. Pepe Cabacoy, C-A-B-A-C-O-Y, Pepe Cabacoy says, be a good listener. Yeah, be a good listener. I mean, if you're a good listener, guess what? You get to learn things and then listen, learn, lead, as Rick Brewer said. Justin Steele said, never ask someone to do something that you are not willing to do for yourself. Again, it's a repeat. So when you hear lead by example, which is what he's saying, again and again and again as the best advice. I had over 100 comments on this thread, right? When you hear that again and again, guess what? Lead by example and listen are probably the two main things you ought to be doing in leadership. So never ask someone to do something that you're not willing to do for yourself. And, Edward Carl says, be honest, be grateful, be candid. I like that. Be candid. I mean, if you just, sometimes leaders have this idea like they can't know that I don't know all the answers. We already know that you don't know all the answers. Just be honest and open with us. Help us help you. Bill Dodson says, shut up was the advice. No, seriously, it was to set definable, measurable, worthwhile goals. Well, I like the shut up one. to the degree that I've shut up, I've never gotten in trouble for shutting up. I've only gotten in trouble for opening my mouth. So I like the set definable, measurable, worthwhile goals are far more managey activities, and they're useful. But the shut up is probably the better leadership advice. David Freswick says, leadership isn't about being in charge. It's about taking care of those in your charge. That is a quote by Simon Sinek. That's awesome advice. It's about taking care of others, not, you know, follow me because I'm me. That's not that. It's take care of them. How can I take care of them? Sean Herring says, give credit for success to others. Take heat for the failure yourself. Hey, Lincoln did that in the Civil War. Lee did that in the Civil War. And this is why we revere these men, because they were the type that took responsibility when things went wrong. And who doesn't like a leader that will take responsibility when things go wrong and give you the credit when things go right? Wouldn't you knock yourself out for that kind of leader? I would. This is just human nature. Johnny R. Bard, B-A-I-R-D, says, never treat others as less than you are. Yeah, great advice. Because they are not less than you, but they have different and needed skills. Respect is appreciated much more than power. Johnny, that sounds like a Peter Drucker quote where he talks about how, you know, just because you're not the manager doesn't mean that you're of less value or less worth than the person that happens to occupy that position. So you're absolutely right. Chris Adsit, A-D-S-I-T, says, every now and then, look over your shoulder and see if anyone is following you. It sounds like a John Maxwell quote. You know, if you think you're leading and nobody's following, you're just taking a walk. Don Danka Zelmer says, a leader knows where he is going and how to get others to follow. Yeah, you have to know the direction. Even better is not how to get others to follow, but have others, you know, so I explained it like this in class. It's like knowing where the North Star is, pointing everybody to it and agreeing that that's where you want to go and then trying to help people get there, right? So it knows where he's going, but everybody else should know where they're going to and how to get there and what, you know, and the leader's just helping them do what they're trying to do, which is follow that North Star, whatever that North Star is. Enrique Falio says, never wrestle with a pig. You get all muddy and a pig loves it. That's good advice, and I think politically we should have been following that. Sarah Stotberg says, to not only listen with my ears when someone is talking. That's good. You're not just hearing, but you're actually listening. You're taking it in. You're imbibing it. You're understanding it. Rick Brewer says, Drucker, inspect what you expect. It's more managerial, yet it's necessary for leaders. Yeah, you know, and Rick, you're right. It is necessary. Like, I don't want to give anybody the impression that management isn't important. Management is an important part of leadership, just like leadership is an important part of management. The problem is when people take management and just apply that, and they try to plan, lead, organize, and control and manage people. Lead people, manage your things, but lead people. So it's not bad to do those managerial things. There's nothing wrong with them as long as you're leading people while you're doing those managerial things. So Rick, thank you for that advice and for also, you know, making that caveat of more managerial yet necessary for leaders, because I absolutely don't want people to think that management is just management bad, leadership good. No, you need both. Roy Magnuson says, I was with them as our choir was walking up to the platform. I broke away and kept walking back to the sixth row before turning back toward my place at the platform. A senior high boy who had practiced with us a first on Wednesday night seemed decisively seated out in the audience. I leaned in with a grin as I passed by him and saw his surprised look as I delivered an impromptu line quietly. Courage is not the absence of fear, but conquering it. Being only a collegiate and a youth pastor for the summer, I was pleased to see Alan out of the corner of my eye get up and walk up to the choir loft without hesitation. Okay, so he inspired this person who, you know, was not going to get up. He was afraid of being up there with the choir, you know, with this line. Courage is not the absence of fear, but it's conquering it. And I think there's a lot in leadership that requires courage. So that's good advice. The last one here was Andy Standard saying lead by example. And again, that is one of the two major streams of advice, lead by example and listen. So if I can leave you with anything, all of these are good pieces of advice. And I hope that that encourages you and helps you to think about what it means to be a leader. But if I can impress anything on you, I want you to walk away from this episode thinking, how do I lead by example? And how do I listen to my people? Because I'm there to serve them. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope this helps you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow.